Who's your daddy? Who's the daddy now?
Okay, and that was Blame Amy with Last Hurrah.
He's the daddy.
And Dave's doing that because we just saw a great movie called Scum the other night. But before we get into that, this is the Band Weblogs podcast show. Jenny and Dave here.
Hello there.
And we're reporting to you from Oxford, England.
In a random sort of way.
As always.
So, yeah, we liked that last tune. There was lots of influences in there. We could see, like, Nirvana, Stiltskin, Sell Some Jeans with Nirvana. Go on.
Sell Some Jeans?
Yeah, Stiltskin were a band that came out as an... They were around the time of Nirvana, and they got famous because they used their record in a Levi's advert.
Oh, really? Where were they from?
England, I think.
Oh, that's probably... Okay, well, that's great. But, yes, Blame Amy. With Last Hurrah, you can find out more information on piggybackrecords.com or go to Blame Amy's website, blameamy.com.
So, yeah, how has everyone been out there, especially those people out in our island? Because you just beat the Italians yesterday in rugby union in the Six Nations.
Yeah, we figured the Irish are pretty happy about that win.
Yep. They could do good in the Six Nations this year, which is the rugby union involved. In case you're on another part of the planet or a different planet and you're listening to this, Six Nations is a rugby union competition that happens once a year. And Ireland are looking good. We come in today from having a drink and we saw that Scotland beat France, which is a right turn up for the books.
Yep, that was good. And when Dave says came in from having a drink, he meant coffee.
I'm caffeined out. I was drinking espresso. This is why I'm probably talking very quickly.
It's espresso.
Espresso.
I hate it. People say espresso.
Listen, mate, where you come from, I come from. It's espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso!
Yes! Anyway.
So, yeah, and plus I'm more extra hyped up because I'm doing the knock on wood, giving up smoking.
Yeah, and so Dave and I were going around Oxford today to different places that we hadn't been to before.
We're going to the Modern Art Cafe and drinking coffee there.
Where there's no smoking.
Being very bohemic. I was sitting cross-legged.
Yeah, so the funny thing is the first cafe we went to, there was someone there that we kind of looked, you're looking around the room, you see people. And then not 20 minutes later, we go to another cafe. What we were doing, we were not pub crawling, we were cafe crawling.
On a cafe crawl.
20 minutes later, across town, we look around and there's the same couple.
She looked like one of them guinea pigs off that advert
the
moment.
Okay. So we recognize them. We're thinking, I'm thinking, Dave, they think we're stalking them, I bet.
I thought they were stalking me.
Yeah, so that technically they could have been stalking us, except they were there before we were.
But like, we were on a pop video, so we're more likely to be stalked.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, in the background.
Yeah, and so notice that we ain't talking about football at the moment.
Well, you just did.
Damn!
You open that door.
That's the creaking limbs of Harry Redknapp.
Yeah, and it's not looking good right now for Portsmouth Football Club, Pompey.
I mean, fair go, Alan Shearer. Congratulations on breaking your scoring record and beating Milburn, whatever his name is, record for scoring the most goals for Newcastle. But you could have done it against Luton or some other crappy little team down the bottom of the league. Not that they're ever going to get to play Luton.
Okay. And it was right after the Newcastle manager was sacked.
Oh, Graham Souness. Yeah, he's gone.
And Shearer dedicated his 200th goal to Souness.
Probably.
No, he did. I read it.
There you go.
So anyway, Pompey's not looking good. It looks like we might get relegated. Poor Dave.
Well, there's good and there's
first
bad.
Southampton, and now Harry's bringing down the other team. Okay, so moving along from football, because it's not looking good for us, and we usually like to talk about it when it's good. Nah, we like to talk about it any time, don't
Listen,
we?
Listen, we're Glory Day supporters. When Pompey are doing good, I'm the best fan. When they start going down into the lower leagues, I start train spotting.
Well, and over the pond to the Super Bowl, which is this evening.
Which, when you probably listen to this, will be last week.
Exactly, or last month, or last year even.
Or last decade.
So, yeah, Super Bowl 2006 tonight And, you know, to be honest, I don't really care because the Patriots aren't playing, so...
We're just hoping that there's going to be a blizzard or something to make it more interesting.
I think, there, according to the weather, there might be.
It'll be excellent, because imagine, right... It's blizzarding and it's half time and the Rolling Stones has to come on stage and play. That's going right? to be excellent. I want to see Keith Richards playing with a pair of fingerless gloves on.
And the funny thing is, seeing that we're in England right now... Dave and I were talking about the Super Bowl, how it might snow, this and that. And he's like, oh, are they going to cancel the Super Bowl? I looked at him like he's crazy. Well, coming from New England, supporting the Patriots much my whole life.
If it's a little bit rainy or snowy, we usually cancel the game.
He wimps. Wimps.
And like Henri will come on with his little gloves and run around. But like, we're not going to really talk a lot about Arsenal because they're struggling at the moment as well.
Yeah, it's strange. With football, it's like the wind, really, from season to season. You think you might have an idea of what's going to happen with each team, and then they come and surprise you.
Well, our heart goes out to Sol Campbell at the moment, and we hope he perks up and they put him in the England squad for the World Cup.
Yeah, and again, with our show, I mean, if you listen to this a week after this date, a lot could have happened by now.
Plus, you're going to hear us going World Cup crazy in the next few months. The closer it gets to the World Cup, the more we're going to start going, oh, oh my God, it's the World Cup. Oh my God, I can't wait.
And yeah, but we've been saying this for the last couple months, haven't we? We're gearing up.
We're slowly dripping the World Cup thing in there. But I think now we're going to talk about this guy. I thought he was from Brighton.
I think he might be.
He's got that Brighton-y feel about him. And if you don't know Damon Albarn, you might like this. And if you do like Damon Albarn, you'll like it as well. It's rude to say that. I'm sorry, Mr. Tenderhooks. But there is a little bit, you know, gorillas-y.
No, I think he knows that, Dave.
Does he?
Yeah.
Fair go on you. Because like I love the early Blur and all that stuff. And plus, if you go to our website, which obviously you have because you're listening to us.
Well, sometimes you can pick up the show via other ways other than our website directly.
Or you can sexually transmit this web show as well.
And how would you do that, Dave, I dare ask?
You scratch your groin.
Oh, okay.
It's on the top of our thingy and you it on it and it goes into it and it's brilliant.
Let me explain. Okay, if you type in www.bandweblogs.com, at this time, the featured band on the front page of Band Weblogs is Tenderhooks. You click on the ad and you'll see his very, very cool video, which is animated, it's black and white, loads up really quick. Great song, great idea of a storyline as well.
It's more animated than Tony Blair.
And I'm going to ignore that. We're not a political show, Dave.
Tony Blair's not a political person.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, I'm going to dedicate this song to my brother because it's his birthday in February the 12th.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Dave.
And I know that Chris would like this. So, hello, Chris, if you're listening to this in the library. But you're going to have some headphones on because they don't like profanities.
And, this song is by Tenderhooks. And the song title is...
Jealous Love.
It's 4 in the morning.
Okay, that was Tenderhooks with Jealous Love, and you can find more out about Tenderhooks. You can
Gavin, Jen, you're more random than me today.
You can find out more about Tenderhooks if you log on to www.tenderhooks.info.
And that's all you have to do. And if you can leave him a message, do so and encourage him because he deserves it.
That he does.
So lately, well, last night I was trying to find a punk radio station on the internet, and I randomly, as you'd expect, I randomly come across Nellin. Have you got a pen?
Make sure you get your pen.
Are you sitting there with a pen now?
Dave's watching you.
Oi! Listen, no, even if you ain't, if you got your little keyboard in front of you and you're on the net and you're nerding,
that's what you were doing last night.
I was nerding. I'm a punk nerd. More nerd than Moby.
Oh, no.
And anyway.
Your brother loves Moby, by the way. He just wrote us a letter.
He wants Moby to dub up the Babylon Cowboys.
Yep.
But that'll cost us a lot of money.
Unless Moby really likes us.
Oi, Moby, are you out there, boy? If you're out there, have a listen to Babylon Cowboys and have a word with us. Phone us up. Our number's boop.
And also, you can find Moby's blog on bandweblogs.com.
But anyway, I digress. We digress. Nerd in, tap in, or write down punkfm.co.uk. And they play punk rock music from 1976 to 1979.
However,
We found that they played Killing Joke songs from the 1980s, and they played... who else? Come on, question.
They played somebody else as well that Dave said. Dave said they're not from 76 to 79. Who was it?
Angelic Upstarts. Menzie, all right, mate. You Northern pigeon fancier.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, he is.
What do you mean?
No, Menzie is a... Menzie... Listen, if there's anyone out there that's an Upstarts fan or anyone out there that knows Menzie, verify to Jenny that Menzie is a pigeon fancier.
Now, is this well known?
Yeah. Well, it's not, but
it's
he
not
is.
Like a secret that he's told you directly or something.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Menzie.
No, is this something people can easily find out and we're not like...
No, but it is. It is. He does. It is. And
are we cutting this part?
No. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with fancying pigeons? I don't mean he goes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He likes pigeons and he probably has cages and he feeds them and lets them fly.
I don't mean he walks down the road.
Okay.
Goes,
all right. Caw. All right. So what were we saying?
Look at that pigeon.
Anyway. So you were saying.
Just go on there. If you like original music that's like not influenced by anything, that's groundbreaking, that's honest, we listen to Reckless Eric.
Yeah, he sounded really young. What was the name of that song?
Oh, I don't know. It's one I
heard.
Love
testing Dave on punk music.
But he was Ian Jury's saxophone player was saxing on that one. And before we know it, Ian Jury might have been drumming with him because Ian Jury has been known to drum with Reckless Eric.
Which is wonderful trivia for all you punk fans out there.
Yeah, I could tell you more. Email me and ask me questions about punk rock. Because I'm bored.
info@bandweblogs.com if you want to.
AskDaveCrapQuestion.com.
About punk.
.com.
And he'll read it. He'll talk about your email over our Bandweblogs podcast show.
While I'm tooting on my pretend cigarette that I got from the nurse. I went, nurse, I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 8 years old. Now I want to give up. And she gave me this little plastic tooter. Jenny won't have a go on it. But to round things up, like if you were an imaginary farmer in a field with like cows and you were going to round them up, you'd do this.
and he points at me like I know what he's talking about. So check out BandWeblogs, www.bandweblogs.com. Find all the coolest blogs on the internet.
And big respect goes out to Ronnie O'Sullivan for coming second.
Dave. We love Ronnie O'Sullivan. I can't even talk tonight.
The Jim, my old keyboard player out of my ska band, is lookalike Higgins. John Higgins?
You're looking at Higgins. We're talking Johnny snooker, Higgins, people, Higgins, by Terrence, the way. Snooker.
Not Terrence Higgins.
John Higgins beat Ronnie O'Sullivan in the snooker finals.
And he broke a record. He did the quickest. He went, he done something. But it was all good anyway. And Jenny is now a converted snooker fan.
I want to get an I Love Snooker t-shirt. If anyone knows where I can find one, info@bandweblogs.com. And please let me know.
Again, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
We love him.
Anyone who knows Ronnie, get him to email. I'd be freaked out if Ronnie emailed us.
Yeah, but now someone's going to email saying that that's
they can pretend to
that
be
it's
Ronnie.
Him and you're going to get all freaked out for nothing.
Snooker loopy nuts are we. We're all snooker.
And he's looking at me like I'm going to sing along. I've never heard that song in my life.
Just dive.
Okay, we're leaving now. We got to go.
We're going mad. We're losing
it. Oh, yeah. We mentioned Scum in the beginning of the show. The movie Scum. We recommend that.
Not the football team.
The movie Scum starring Ray Winstone. And he's great in that.
Phil Daniels. As a little upstart. And it's good. If you can get your hands on that movie, it's a good old English movie.
Yep.
Filmed in like 1979, all about borstals and detention centers for young offenders.
Yeah, and how do we explain that if you're going to watch it, be
watch
prepared.
It with an open mind.
Yes, a very open mind.
Oi, I'm the daddy.
Who's the daddy?
Daddy cool.
Anyway, we're going now.
That's Darts. Go and listen to Darts. There's one, and I'll mention more in the next show. We'll go on about Dan Hegarty and Darts. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Darts Club fan. Anyway, until next time.
I'm Jenny.
And I think I'm Dave.
And you've been listening to the BandWeblogs podcast show.
Hey! Yay! Hey!